Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Wednesday, April 17th edition. Got a seven-game slate on tap tonight, the main slate. Four-game early slate. There's some wanky games in between. It's a mess all over the board. If there's any good pitching today, it's early. And then the night slate, just something special. It was a fun 13-gamer last night. A lot of stuff going on. It was a good cash game day. As I mentioned on the pod, you know, when you get that many games, you can kind of pick and choose and get the right cash fittings. GPPs are interesting. We had a couple really good pitchers, a couple duds. That's the way baseball works. But again, seven gamer tonight. We'll break that down in full. I'll briefly go over the four games. So, like, I'm not even going to go through the DraftKings pricing. I'll just kind of give you my opinions on the four games. Those four games: Mets Phillies total of 9, Cardinals Brewers total of 9, Royals White Sox total of 9, Red Sox Dodgers total of 8.5. There you go. Offense. Mets at Phillies. Phillies beat down the Mets last night. You could look at a Jake Arrieta type, but it's very, very terrifying. If anything, you wonder if Zach Wheeler can get it back in a GPP versus Philadelphia. No one's going to play him. You could look at that direction, but it's super, super risky. Both bats are in play in this game, lefties especially, for both sides. You got Cardinals at Brewers. Corbin Burns, who's giving up home runs all over the field, versus Michael Walker, who's pitched okay. So this is a good one. Rubber meets the road because the Brewers' bats are just in fuego. But I like the power of the Cardinals quite a bit in this one against Corbin Burns. Nice way to look at it. The Brewers are always a play, including Christian Yelich, who went deep again. Royals at the White Sox. Brad Keller versus Lucas Giolito. You could look at a Brad Keller as a discount here. You can even look at Lucas Giolito. He's always got GPP upside, but super, super risky. Both bats are in play in this game, but you might need to find some pitching somewhere on the slate, and Brad Keller could be a discount for you, or Lucas Giolito, kind of put your flag in the sand. Hell, Ronaldo Lopez showed up last night, finally gave us one of every good five starts, I guess, out of him. Last night against the Royals and shut down the Royals offense. So you can look at a Giolito. If he's getting it done, he's going to come up very, very big for you. And then you got the Reds versus the Dodgers. Sonny Gray back in California to face Walker Buehler. I think both pitchers are in play here on this one, especially Walker Buehler, just for the fact that the Reds offense is so dreadful. This could be the get-right spot for Buehler. At the same time, if you want to be super contrarian, you can stack the Reds. But the pitching is dreadful on the slate. Really, really dreadful. If I got to pick guys, it's like you go Wheeler and Arrieta are both kind of in play. Buehler's in play. Brad Keller, Giolito. It's just a mix and match of GPP. I don't feel good about cash at all here. The totals say everything. There should be a lot of offense on this day slate. So buyer beware. Buehler's by far the favorite, the biggest favorite on the slate, minus 180. Other than that, the home teams are all favored from minus 115 to minus 130, so nothing too dramatic in those ones. So be very, very careful when you look at those eight-game slates. And that's where tools at the Quant Edge come into play. We got all the optimizers, everything you need for weather, umpires, you name it, they've got it. The Vegas tool is going to be, it's huge. It's amazing. Shows line changes throughout the day, all kinds of crazy stuff. Like we were towards lock time in the member Discord. We were talking about how John Gray becomes a very interesting play, not just because he's on the road, but the fact that they opened up his dogs yesterday, and by the end of the day, they were favorites. So a lot of line movement, and it's all right there in front of you. You don't have to go digging deep into it. It shows you everything you need to see, everything you need to know. Much, much more stuff like that. Content on the daily. I do the batter breakdown over there. And that member Discord I mentioned. You get the season pass for $25 off using promo code Bubba. It's very, very good stuff. I highly, highly recommend it. If you just want to try out the Quant Edge, you can get the full all sports first month. So at the NBA playoffs, MLB, you can try a little bit of everything for $19.99 using promo code Bubba. So if you want to get your feet wet, see how you like it, $19.99 for the first month, promo code Bubba. Otherwise, just jump in on the full season of MLB. It'll be well, well worth it. $25 off the season pass, promo code Bubba. If you're just looking for a free chat to come jump in over at the Fantasy Degens, we rock and roll over there too. FantasySportsDegens.com, at FantasyDegens on Twitter. We have our own Slack chat. talking all sports. We cover all sports. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast, previewing the RBC Heritage with myself and Jesse is out there. We'll have our OAD picks out today. There's DFS Duncan will have his DFS plays. And there's all kinds of stuff. We have baseball, NASCAR, soccer, you name it. We've got it. Gambling, non-gambling, DFS, non-DFS. It's all over there. So come check it out. FantasySportsDegens.com, at FantasyDegens on Twitter. If you're looking for an invite into the Slack chat, just DM me or the at FantasyDegens Twitter handle, and we will get you right in there. It's free of charge. All right, all that out of the way. Let's get into seven-game main slate on this action. You got Nationals hosting the Giants, total of 9. Baltimore at Tampa, waiting on that one because of the opener situation. Cubs at Marlins, 8. D-backs at Braves, 9. Blue Jays at Twins, 9. Angels at Rangers, 11. Astros at A's, 9. Again, just listen to the totals there. There's no pitching on the slate. There's no pitcher in the $10,000 range. There's one pitcher in the $9,000 range. The pitching is horrific on this slate. Absolutely bad, 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 bad. The weather-wise, in San Francisco at Washington, so in Washington, blowing in from right field at 11 miles an hour. You got Toronto, Minnesota, blowing in from left field at 13 miles an hour, and a lot of rain on that one. A lot of rain. So unless something changes on the radar, I'd be shocked if Toronto and Minnesota gets in. And then you have LA at Texas, blowing in from right field about 15 miles an hour, but the stadium's built to negate that. Let's get into the pitching on this slate. Your one guy in the 9K range is Cole Hamels. $9,400 at the Miami Marlins. Great pitching environment for him there. Great team to go up against. Hamels' last two starts, 29.6, 19.9 against the Angels and at Milwaukee. 5 or more Ks in both those starts. He's been decent this year. He's been decent since he left Texas. The Miami Marlins strike out over 30% of the time versus left-handed pitching. We were all over Jose Quintana yesterday. He flat out dealt 7 shutout innings. He had 8 or 9 strikeouts. Over 30 DraftKings points. Big score there. They haven't had many of those when it comes to pitching this season, just in general. Hamels, 23% K rate, 45.5% ground ball rate. And Miami's at the lowest total on the slate at 3.66. Lefties, 301. Righties, 349. So righties can hit them well. But as a team, the Marlins have an average at best 304 WOBA and a below average 139 ISO. So when you're looking at Cole Hamels at 94, he's by far and away the top play on this slate. He should be over 50% owned, unless people just say, I'm going YOLO and screwing it. I want all the bats, which is an option. But otherwise, Cole Hamels, that's your guy at $9,400. Below him, it gets sketchy, to say the least. You have Kevin Gausman at home against Arizona. You can roll that dice if you want, $8,600. I don't hate it. And on a slate like this, Arizona strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Gausman, 20% K rate, 45.5% ground ball rate. Does give up a lot of hard contact, but Arizona, team total 4, lefties 319, righties 355. So if you want to roll those dice, you can. Not 100% there at this moment, but you can go there if you so choose. I'm looking at Yonny Chirinos. He's supposed to be coming in after Stanek. It's weird because the first few games this year, he started and he was fine. His two starts, 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 5 innings, 2 hits, no earned, 5 Ks or more in both, 23.5 or more DraftKings points. And then this last time out, they had him come in as part of a multiple deal against Toronto and didn't work out so well. So keep an eye on that information. If he's starting on his own at 8K, I'm a big fan. I don't mind him if he comes in out of the bullpen after Ryan Stanek, but I'd prefer him just to start at $8,000 against the Baltimore Orioles. A really, really nice spot there. When you look at Yonny Chirinos, the Orioles are a team that they strike out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Yanni's been absolutely outstanding this year. So they have a 291 WOBA, 147 ISO first right-handed pitching. So you can take a look at a guy like Yonny Chirinos, but see if he's starting first, see how that one comes into play. When you slide on down a little more, this is a plug your nose, hold your breath time. Jeremy Hellickson, $7,100 at home against the Giants. I am all aboard if you want to stack the Giants, no problem there, but we've seen Hellickson pitch pretty well last year at times, and he's coming off of 6 shutout innings against the Phillies, 4 walks, 6 Ks, 25.3 DraftKings points. Got beat up by him the time before that, but pitched really well his last time out. When you're facing a Giants team that strikes out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching, Hellickson's on a huge K guy about 18% of the time, but a 46% ground ball rate limits the hard contact, only a 27% hard contact rate, which is very, very good. You got a Giants team with a 4.25 team total. Lefties do it 344, but righties 302 versus Hellickson. Those Giants bats woke up last night against Strasburg. So if you want to go back to the Giants, you can. If you want to save some cash, so Jeremy Hellickson at 71, not the worst option on this slate. A couple others to look at here. On a slate this bad of pitching, you're just kind of wanting like a decent floor. Can you get me maybe 15-plus points? Half the time, as we saw a couple nights ago, can you get me 10-plus points? Is this how sad it is? It really is, but this is the world we're living in DraftKings. Frankie Montas, $6,800 at home against the Houston Astros. I love Houston. They did it again last night. I keep playing them because they're just not priced up enough for what they're doing. But Montas has gone at least five innings in every start, giving up no more than three earned. He has 3, 5, and 6 strikeouts. He faced Houston a couple starts, scored 2 earned in 5 innings with 5 Ks, got you 11.3 points. Outside of that, he had 15-1 at Baltimore and 25-1 against the Angels. So his low is basically 12 points. And, you know, we'd like more, but not the worst thing, again, on a slate like this. Facing an interesting Houston team that strikes out almost 20% of the time versus righties. Montas, 46% ground ball rate. Does give up a lot of hard contact. Hopefully Oco Coliseum can help him there because he's not a super fly ball pitcher, which is nice. Houston does have a 4.5 team total. Lefties 375, righties 315 off Montas. So buyer beware, but at $6,800, I don't mind him on this slate. And the last guy I'll mention is in that same matchup, Wade Miley at $6,600 at the Oakland A's. We know his reverse splits as veteran versus righties and lefties. He struggled his last start out against Seattle. 4 innings, 3 earned is all he got. But prior to that, against Oakland, 5 2/3, 4 shutout innings, 4 strikeouts, 21.2 points. And then at Tampa, he got you 11 DraftKings points. So he's $6,600. Not a huge, huge upside guy, but not horrible. And especially negates a lot of that right-handed power there by the A's. The A's, a team that strikes out 19% of the time versus lefties. Again, Miley, not a big K guy, 15% strikeout guy, but a 52% ground ball guy. Doesn't walk many. Oakland has a team total of 4.5, just below Houston. Lefties 360, but righties only 283. So Wade Miley at 66, I don't hate. Like, if you want to go full YOLO and just play with Miley, Montas, and Hellickson at 71 and below, and just get all the bats and pray that those guys just don't get shelled, get you like 10-plus points each, you might be just fine tonight. It's a scary slate, but or you match him up with Cole Hamels. Cole Hamels should be the chalk. He's in the best spot tonight. It is absolutely disgusting. You could look at some Kevin Gossman. I don't hate Gossman at 86, but that D-backs lineup can be sneaky at times. We saw them put up a 9 spot last night. They have their hit-and-miss moments out there. When you look at their team total for today, where are they at? A little over 4 team total, lefties 319, righties 355 versus Gossman. So be kind of careful with that one. I don't hate it on a slate like this. You got to be kind of different. So Gossman could be that guy. He could be the high-end pivot off of Hamels. He's in play for sure. It's just, you know, I almost want to go Hamels and then just mix it up down below in the mess, the muck of it all, and then just stack away elsewhere because there's tons and tons of bats on the slate. But for me, it's Hamels up top. See if Yonny Chirinos is starting. That can be a big thing there at 8K. Gossman's in play, as we just mentioned. Then it's Hellickson, Montas, and Miley, whoever you want to mix that up. I think Miley might have the safest floor, but Montas and Hellickson do have some upside in their matchups against their selective opponents. All right, the bats on this, very bad 7-game slate. Catchers, you got Astudillo, if that game goes against Minnesota, at $4,200. But you slide on down to the likes of Tyler Flowers or Zach Godley. Lefties and righties both hit Zach Godley just fine. He's $3,600. He's come back from his injury. He's just been a consistent Johnny come lately. Didn't get a hit last night, but prior to that, 5, 6, 8 in his last 3. Starting to get it done, getting on base 6 to 12 times. It's not scoring, not driving anyone in, but consistently putting up points for you. You got Ronnie Chirinos always in play with his upside and power. But if you aren't playing Cole Hamels, an intriguing one, he came back Tuesday night batting cleanup. He went 1-for-4 with a strikeout, 3 DraftKings points. It's Jorge Alfaro. We saw him really hitting well before he left hurt. Before he left hurt, 6, 8, and 5, and 3 straight, and a 0 and a 33. He's hitting 310 on the year with an 879 OPS. He could be in play for you against Cole Hamels if you choose to go there. Like we said with Hamels, he's very, very good. He's the top of he's the cat's meow tonight. But lefties 301, righties do hit him at 349. So a guy like Jorge Alfaro can be very, very interesting on this slate. When you slide on down farther, though, you want to pick on LA and Texas today. Johnny Lucroy at $3,400 didn't start on Tuesday. If he's in the lineup, you go there. If not, you look at the other Angels options we'll get to in a minute. In Tampa Bay versus Hess, I like Michael Perez if he starts at $3,300. Talked about him a lot in the Discord chat yesterday, even in the Fantasy Degens chat as well. He's a cash game guy I like a lot when he plays because he doesn't have a ton of power, but he has a good floor. You know, hitting 263, a 7.85 OPS. You know, like 2 points yesterday, but 7, a 0, a 7, a 9. He's got that little bit of upside. He kind of gets into it once in a while. I don't hate him if he's in the lineup. The Mike Zunino for a GPP because of his power upside as well. An interesting GPP play, if you're not using Jeremy Hellickson, is Buster Posey at $3,300. It's a massive discount for him, and he's been struggling a ton. I get it. 0-0, but then 10-0-7-0-5-5. He's not lighting the world on fire. He's hitting a .192 with a .532 OPS. It's bad. But if you look like at his last week's game logs, the numbers are pointing in the right direction. His X stats are showing some improvements, and he's still hitting the ball harder than he's hit in his entire career. Over, I think it's like 47-something percent when I was looking last night. So there's something coming for Posey. He still is a very, very good pure hitter. He's $3,300 for Jeremy Hellickson. Big time discount there in a GPP. I don't know if I trust him in cash, but a GPP, you could look at a guy like Buster Posey. And then other than that, you look at savings, see what lineups come out. Maybe Jeff Mathis catches for Texas against Matt Harvey. Jesus Sucre for Baltimore at $2,600 could be a guy. I know a lot of guys liked him last night. He got you 3 DraftKings points. He was like $2,300. So he was free. He got you 3 points. Didn't crush you. Didn't help you. But yeah, catchers is one of those that we can mix and match as lineups come out. First base, you got Freddie Freeman versus Zach Gallen at 48. Very much in play. I think Atlanta goes overlooked on this slate because of the big game in Texas. But Atlanta has a 4.96 team total. It is the third highest total. It is the one right below Texas and the Angels. Basically a total of 5, just below the highest total game on the slate. Lefty's 336, righty's 343. So don't sleep on the Atlanta Braves in this one. Freddie Freeman, $4,800 in play. Anthony Rizzo against Alcantara is interesting. I try to find my way up to Freeman if you could. Or you slide down to the likes of Smoke and or Rowdy Tellez versus Odorizzi if that game gets in. Christian Walker, very nice GPP play here. Continues to crush baseballs. His stat cast pace continues to jump off the board. Hitting 294. He had his 5th Jimmy Jack last night. OPS over 1,000. 26 DraftKings points last night. 22 the night before. He's homered in back-to-back games. And he's still hitting almost all of his power versus right-handed pitching. He's facing Kevin Gausman, as we mentioned. A gentleman where he has reverse splits. Lefty's 319. Righty's 355. So a guy like Christian Walker at 42 in a GPP is very, very intriguing on this slate. Justin Bour, he's starting to get it going. He's not playing every day anymore. He's lost his platoon advantage. But in the action he's had of late, 10, 7, 13, 18 in his last 4 in very periodic action. He's facing Lance Lynn, who lefties destroy in his career in a very hitter-friendly ballgame. So Justin Bour at 4K in play. Yandy Diaz at $3,900, got you 9 DraftKings points last night. He's definitely first base, third base eligible versus David Hess. Don't sleep on him either. There's definitely value at the first base position. If you're not using Jeremy Hellickson, Brandon Belt went deep yesterday. Really good spot here versus Hellboy at 39. Don't hate that. Mentioned Rowdy Tellez already. If you need to get super weird in a GPP, you got guys like Albert Pujols. First base, second base eligible. Logan Forsythe playing a lot for Texas at 38. You can look those two guys if you want to go super weird at the position. And then other than that, that's about all I'll probably recommend. You know, Buster Posey down here at 33. But if I'm using Posey, I'm using him at the catcher's position. I'm not wasting him at first. Second base, you got Jose Altuve. Just keeps getting it done night in and night out. So $4,900, he's in play. But Brandon Lau against David Hess at 46, I like a lot. Lau didn't do anything last night, so hopefully that lowers his ownership. Still a smash spot for Lau in this matchup. You got Tampa Bay. We're waiting on the totals there. But lefty's 335, righty's 340 off David Hess. And the Tampa Bay Rays leading the AL East, leading all of baseball right now. They have a 342 wOBA and a 198 ISO. Against right-handed pitching. So they are in play again today. Brandon Lau at $4,600 could be a nice higher-priced option if you choose to go there. But if you slide on down, Ozzie Albies went deep yesterday against Zach Godley at 43 tonight. Definitely worth a look. You got Danny Santana up to 42 versus Matt Harvey if you're stacking Texas. Otherwise, it's hard to pay that much for Danny Santana. You got Descalso if he's leading off versus Alcantara at 39. You could go that direction. Mentioned Logan Forsythe at 38 already. So most of this stuff is pricier at second base. You got Ben Zobrist if he's leading off. If you're stacking the Angels and you want to be contrarian, he had that one big game, hasn't done a ton else, but he's there at $3,600 as Tommy La Stella. On a short slate, I'll mention him because he might come into play and he might be a way to differentiate yourself in what will be 2 of the popular stacks between Texas and Anaheim. So La Stella could be a little piece to make things different. Be ready for the goose egg. He's not like a cash game play, but a definitely a GPP stack. You can look at a Tommy La Stella. That's where we're at on tonight's slate, guys. I'm telling you about Tommy La Stella. Third base, Anthony Rendon. He's definitely just continues to hit baseballs, averaging 14.3 on the season, 7 points last night. He's a cash game lock every night. 7, 7, 7, 28, 18, 14, 5, 26, 23, 7. So 7 or more in 9 of his last 10. 5 or more in 10 straight. Like, he just continues to hit baseballs. Probably better than almost anybody right now this season. But if you want to drop down $700, that's Drubal Cabrera in another great spot. I loved him last night. He went deep, 18 DraftKings points. He's got 18, 23, 7, and 16 in his last 4. He's got the Dark Knight, who might have a very dark night in Texas. As Drubal Cabrera at 45 is a great play on tonight's slate at 4,500. And that's why, like, there's so much offense on the slate, which means there's two ways to look at it. Is you don't have to pay up because there's so much offense. At the same time, you can play home run derby and you get in as Drubal Cabrera for 45. You can mix and match throughout all these positions in the mid to high fours. You punt the pitching and just, you know, cross your fingers. Those three guys I mentioned, Hellickson and Montas and Miley. Like, if you want to go Montas and Miley in the same game and really cross your fingers, go for it. Like, you just want 10 or more points from your pitchers tonight. If you get all the good bats, like, you'll be just fine. It's just it's a weird slate. Just be ready for some just insanity. But back to the third base position. After his Drubal Cabrera, I dropped down quite a bit. You could look at Williams Astudillo if he's in a good spot and it doesn't rain. But the other guy outside of Cabrera, he hit a grand slam last night. Yes, he was injured a few days back, took a couple days off, you know, limped back into play here with a 0 and a 5. And then he went grand salami time in Oco Coliseum. And that is Alex Bregman. He had 20 DraftKings points last night. And he's $4,100 for Alex Bregman. That's DraftKings, folks. That's all I can say. There's a reason I love it, because if you do the research, you can find cheapies. If Bregman doesn't pay off at $4,100, I don't care. He's too good in this field to be the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He's the 10th third baseman on the list. He's below Vlad Guerrero Jr., who's in the minor leagues, and he's below Jake Lamb, who's on the disabled list, let alone other guys in front of him that should not be in front of him. Alex Bregman at $4,100. Like, there's never a must play, but for just the price per dollar, price per point, however you want to look at it, Bregman at 41 is great. Yeah, Yandy Diaz at $3,900. Johan Camargo at 39. Don't mind him at all. Third base outfield for the Braves. If you're stacking the Braves or a mini stack, Camargo's a guy I used a lot last year. He's starting to swing it well, getting regular playing time right now. He's a switch hitter, so the platoons don't matter. 16, 9, and 12 in his last 3, really heating up. I don't mind Camargo at all. He's batting 5th in that Braves lineup. $3,900 versus Godley. He'll go super overlooked because people just don't really know who he is. So I don't mind Camargo at all. Other than that, when you slide down, like Brian Anderson versus Hamels, again, if you're on team Fade Hamels, I almost want to make like one Marlin stack lineup because so many people are going to be using Cole Hamels. If Cole Hamels gets beat up, that stack is going to skyrocket up the rankings. That is a GPP mentality. You know, on this slate, because there's other slates where, you know, it can be a little spread out up top. You don't really know for sure. Everyone and their mom wants to pitch Cole Hamels tonight. And for great reasons, phenomenal reasons, make one Marlins stack. Just one. See what happens. You never know. Put it in the quarter jukebox. I don't care. Just make one Marlins stack. And then after Brian Anderson, not too much to like down there. Let's go to the shortstop position. You got Javi Baez at 51 versus Alcantara. Don't hate that at all. The Cubby Bears have a team total of 4.35. Lefties 298, righties 304. Alcantara's been kind of good this year. If you want to be contrarian with him, you can. I didn't talk much about him because the Cubs are hit and miss good. They strike out 23% of the time versus righties. And Alcantara's not a big K guy, 19% K guy, but 49% ground ball. If you want to look at Alcantara, you can on a slate like this. I'm just not sure I'm there yet, but that could change. Again, that's what these chats were for, as things come out, things change. Elvis Andrus in a great spot at 5K versus Matt Harvey. Absolutely phenomenal spot. Elvis Andrus hitting over 400 this season. 3 Jimmy Jacks, 1,000 OPS, averaging 11.4 DK points per game. Elvis Andrus, 5K, great spot. Jorge Polanco, if they get that game in at 45, is a really smash spot as well. Then when you slide down, like Freddy Galvis, Carlos Correa is only $4,300 versus Montas. Cash games, Correa, that's his name for me. I mention it all the time. He's not lighting the world on fire yet, but his Statcast metrics are getting back to the old days when Correa was great. And just overall cash game-wise, he's been very, very good. After him, Nick Ahmed versus Gossman at 4K is in play. Nick Ahmed having a really good season. 7 more DraftKings points last night. 7, 2, 12 in his last 3. He's got some upside, batting 288 with a 734 OPS on the season. So Ahmed at 4K. But if you want to save cash at shortstop, one of my favorite plays is Willy Adames. Had the day off yesterday, but prior to that, 5, 7, 23, 10, 17, 17. His last 8 games, he's hitting like 4, or is it 3? I did the research on it last night. I think I actually had the page up here still. Yep, I have it right here. So in his last 8 games, Willie Adames has a 47.8% hard contact rate. He has a 448 batting average, a 502 wOBA, a 207 ISO, a 232 WRC+. He has three doubles, a home run, four RBIs, 10 runs scored in his last eight games. He is crushing the baseball. He's still only $3,700. He makes for a good wraparound stack. He's hitting at the bottom of the Rays lineup. Adames and Meadows and Pham, stuff like that. Adames, very, very good play at 37. People see him batting ninth, and they run for Z Hills. Don't do that, especially on a small slate like this. Great way to get some savings and some big-time upside with Willie Adames. Like him a lot tonight. If you're not using Elvis Andrus, pretty much, I like Willie Adames. That's probably my second favorite play at the position. Outfield, Mike Trout, 56. Great spot in a smash game. Joey Gallo did it again last night. It's offers or home runs. He went to Ding Dong City at $5,300. GPPs every day, folks. If you're a mass multi-entry person and they're playing in Texas, pretty much Joey Gallo should be in some of your tournament lineups. Ronald Acuna went deep again last night. He's $5,200. He's a great play versus Zach Godley tonight. Great plays. I think the Braves, for some reason, might get a bit overlooked in this one tonight. So I think that whole game, that'll be very interesting to see how the ownership plays out on that as that comes out. Usually about 4:30 Eastern over at the Quant Edge, the ownership projections come out. So check that out. You got Crush Davis, always worth a look. But Austin Meadows again last night, got on base, stole some bags. $4,900 versus David Hess. Great spot for Austin Meadows. Again, in that wraparound with Willie Adames. Juan Soto versus the Shark, Jeff Samardzija. Very interesting at $4,800. Don't hate that at all. You got Tommy Pham at 46. He keeps getting it done as well. You can slide on down a guy like David Peralta, $4,600. Started out on fire, still hitting 371 on the year. His last few games, 7, 18, and 11. So swinging a good stick there. He's got facing Kevin Gausman. You can give him a look if you're playing the D-back side of things. You slide on down like Kevin Kiermaier at 45, a GPP only. Eddie Rosario went deep again for us last night. He's 45 versus Thornton. That's a great play. I just don't think the game's going to play. I really, 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 really like Chin Soo Choo at $4,500. Only 7 points last night with 7, 22, 6, 13. If you're playing cash, I think Choo is a phenomenal play in cash games. He's got GPP upside, especially on games with that look like they're going to basically be shootouts. The cash game for sure with Chin Soo Choo at 45. Like that quite a bit. We got a Springer dinger to lead off the game last night. George Springer keeps hitting the baseball very well. He's 4,400 GPPs. Don't mind him. Again, if it doesn't rain in Minnesota, Max Kepler, but that does not look promising. Victor Robles versus Samardzija is in play for you. Nomar Mazara and a GPP at $4,300. He had a big game last night. Well, only 7 points. That's right. He did that in his first at-bat. But 7, 15, 5, and 7 in his last four. Mazara's got that power upside at $4,300 against the Dark Knight. That is a great, great spot. Brian Goodwin of the Angels hitting in the middle of that Angels order. I really like this guy. 20 points, 10 points in his last two. If you're stacking the Angels at 42 or you just want some cheap plays, he's in play. Another cheap play, Avisel Garcia. He went deep yesterday. Also had an RBI knock, 26 DraftKings points all over him yesterday. 26, 9, 0, 17 facing David Hess tonight. Great spot for Avi. Nick Markakis at 41 is in a smash spot versus Godley. So this lower 4K range is bringing some thunder again. Garcia, Markakis, Goodwin, all very, very viable plays in their matchups. We slide on down some more here. Like Renato Nunez against Stanek and Chirinos for Baltimore. He's third base outfield eligible. He's only $3,900 and he's just 7 points last night. He's hitting 290 with two jacks, 769 OPS, 715, 3 and 14, and 16 in his last five. So, you know, seven or more in four of his last five. Good ball player, middle of the order. Got some power upside there with Renato Nunez at $3,900 versus Tampa Bay. But again, Johan Camargo, third base outfield eligible at 39. It's a great play below 4K. Really, really good play. If you're not using Jeremy Hellickson, you got Kevin Pillar, who keeps getting it done, and Brandon Belt, both $3,900, both in play for you. The Gigantes will be very low owned, as they always are, because their offense could easily go back to sleep. But a 4.25 team total, that's big for the Giants. So keep that in mind as a contrarian angle on things. As you slide on down, like Cole Calhoun leading off at $3,900, really good looking play. Didn't do much last night facing the lefty because no one did, as Mike Minor at 7K, who we liked on this podcast very much, kind of complete game shutout. Booyah. But the game before against righties, he went 3-for-5 with two runs scored, a homer, two ribbies, and 24 DraftKings points. So Cole Calhoun is very streaky and he's only GPP relevant, but $3,900 in that matchup is very nice. Farther down you go here, there's not a ton to see. Like, you have to see lineups. Tony Kemp, David Fletcher, Brian McKinney. It's kind of see where they're at in their lineups. Curtis Granderson, not so much. But Steven Duggar at 34 is outstanding. We talked about him yesterday at $3,100. He went deep. Still, he went 2-for-5 with a run, a homer, two ribbies, 19 DraftKings points. 19, 0, 10, and 10 in his last four. So 10 or more in three of his last four. Good little ball player against Jeremy Hellickson at $3,400 is a phenomenal, phenomenal punt. And then we talked about Josh Reddick yesterday. He went deep. He's 34 versus Montas. So a couple guys you can look at down below. Recapping your pitching real quick. Again, you got Cole Hamels up top. By far and away the best option. But Kevin Gausman's interesting at 86. You can give him a look. And Sandy Alcantara, meh. I'm not there yet. I'll have to do some more research throughout the day, but I'm not there yet. Yonny Chirinos, if he's starting, I like him quite a bit. If he's part of the opener program, not as much of a fan there. You got Jeremy Hellickson, Frankie Montas, Wade Miley. Those are the three guys down below that if you want to get weird and just get all the bats, that's where you go. Again, hit me up in the member Discord on TQE, promo code Bubba, or hit me up on the Fantasy Degens Slack chat, and I'll help you out wherever I can. The stacks you're looking for tonight, you got the Rangers, you got the Angels, both great spots. Lefties 344, righties 316 versus Harvey. Lefties 332, righties 291 versus Lance Lynn. Both smash spots. Smash spots. Texas is going to be more popular than the Angels, tell you that right now. Both great spots. But don't sleep on the Angels. The Braves versus Zach Godley. Lefties 336, righties 343. You know, Acuna, Camargo, Albies, Freeman, Markakis. Some good looks there. Flowers at catcher. Some good looks there with the Braves in that matchup. If somehow the Twins game gets in against Thornton, I like the Twins' power of Rosario, Kepler, and company quite a bit. But when you slide on down, similar to the Braves, I think the Nationals might get a little overlooked against Samardzija. They could be in play for you on their action. And then other than that, like Houston's always worth the look. But to be contrarian, I kind of like the Giants a little bit versus Hellickson if you're not using Hellickson. And Arizona versus Gausman could be interesting if you're not using Gausman. So those are two of the kind of more contrarian ones I would look at on this slate. Let's look at the BVP. Send you on your way. We'll go over the full day worth of BVP. Cesar Hernandez, 7 for 14 versus Zach Wheeler. Christian Yelich has a home run. Yasmani Grandal, Jesus Aguilar. I've all taken Michael Wacha deep. Excuse me. Carpenter, DeJong, and Goldie have all taken Corbin Burns deep in the only game they've seen him. That's good. Yonder Alonso's taking Brad Keller deep. Brian O'Hearn, Soler, Duda, Merrifield have all taken Giolito deep. But they're only hitting .154 as a team off Giolito, so that's interesting. Steve Pierce, 11 for 32, two doubles, six home runs off J.A. Happ. If you're playing that abbreviated slate because of their weird game times, Steve Pierce loves him some J.A. Happ. Just keep that in mind. Matt Adams, 9 for 17, two doubles, three homers off Jeff Samardzija. Adams went deep last night. Didn't mention him. I forgot all about Matt Adams because he doesn't play consistently enough, but there is a good chance he'll be in the lineup tonight against the Shark. His price is... Where are you at here, big fat? Oh, there he is. Oh, that's why he has day-to-day buy him. He's $3,900. If he's in the lineup, the cheap first baseman you can look at versus Jeff Samardzija. He's hitting very well. Brandon Crawford, 5 for 13 with a homer off Hellickson. I'm not running to play Brandon Crawford. Just throwing that out there. He'll run into some games, but not enough. Martin Prado, 22 for 69. It's a .319 average. Five doubles and two home runs versus Cole Hamels. Mentioned Prado earlier. He could be in play for you as an option. We got the likes of Freddie Freeman, 3 for 7 with a double and a homer versus Zach Godley. Andrelton Simmons, 3 for 8 with a home run versus Lance Lynn. Boers taking him deep as well. Kendrick Morales, 10 for 24 off Miley, but Morales is in such a huge funk. And then Altuve, 5 for 10. Carlos Correa, 4 for 6 with a homer off Frankie Montas. So not a ton down below there in the BVP world. So there you go. Quick run through of the 4-game slate. Got the 7-game slate. If you guys can give a rating review on iTunes, I'd much, much appreciate it. It's a weird one this Wednesday. If you have any questions, hit me up in the member Discord at the Quant Edge. If you want to join the Quant Edge. For the rest of the MLB season package, get $25 off using promo code Bubba. Or if you just want to try all the tools for NBA and MLB, get the full all-sports first-month package for $19.99 using promo code Bubba. Also, go check out FantasySportsDegens.com at FantasyDegens on Twitter. We got all your golf, DFS, NASCAR. We got soccer info, NBA, baseball, you name it. We've got it over there. And we have a Slack chat that's free to enter with any questions you have. But good luck on this Wednesday, as it is an ugly one, but this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, April 17th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.